We are so grateful that you are here with us. My name is Devin.
And my name is Tamara.
Our heart's passion is to discuss our experiences, our triumphs through growth, and the hard times in between. We delve into this earth walk that has led us to where we are now. We dig into topics about growth, love, spiritual enlightenment, and so much more. Our heart's desire is to bring people together and connect. We will be interviewing people regularly as to move ourselves and hopefully you to expand and grow.
We are light workers, we are healers, we are lovers of knowledge and growth. We are sacred feminine and masculine. We are truth seekers. We are inspired by our intuition. We are divine souls. We are the collective. Our mission is to show up in light and unconditional love, to be an example and offer our words to lead you and to inspire you by sharing the deep truths of our hearts, where we've been and where we're going.
We are you and you are us.
Align and rise with us.
Hey, good morning. We have a fun little topic we want to talk about. I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm really excited about the whole like idea of it. So we have this incredible guy, Medicine Man Sam, you should check him out for sure, that we follow on TikTok. And he said this incredible thing in one of his videos. And I was like, oh my goodness, I told Deb, I was like, I actually stopped listening after I heard him say this because I had to write it down. And then I just got lost in thought. That he said, you don't have a problem. You have a thought that is telling you it's a problem. So we are going to elaborate on how that sort of relays to us and our experience on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it kind of bases on the whole premise of like, you know, the fact that we can do hard things, because hard things to one person is very different than hard things to another person. And honestly, you don't know what you don't know. So as you progress through life and you learn a skill, all of a sudden that skill isn't hard anymore. And you can, but there will always be something else that you look at that is a hard thing. And so the idea of this, you have a thought that is a problem. I mean, it's accurate. It's a belief system. It's a mindset. I would say a thought backed by a really strong feeling would be a good way to describe it. Like, just to share really briefly, we are coaching someone right now. We're just starting coaching. This person came to us and we decided, let's take this person on and let's see where this goes. And we're learning from her as much as she is learning from us. And she had this moment, and we have like a WhatsApp group with her. And she had this moment the other day where she is a bit of, and she openly admits it, she's like, I'm a bit of a hoarder. Well, she ended up kind of in this place where she has the potential to rent out her basement and make some money. And these people are like, yeah, we're going to come in, we'll like fix it up. And they've worked out an agreement where she just won't get rent for a little bit because they're going to actually pay for the cost to do this. Anyways, she just said, she's like, I need to go down there. She said, I felt incredibly triggered, incredibly overwhelmed by having to do this by myself, but knowing that in order to create this space, I need to do this. So it kind of pushed her into a corner a little bit. And she just decided, yep, I'm going to do that. So she did it with some resistance, with some deep triggers coming up. And she wrote us all of this out in our chat. And Tamara and I were both incredibly, what is the word I'm looking for? Incredibly proud is the word that I'm looking for. I don't know why that was a hard word for me to find, but it was incredibly proud that she chose to do a hard thing anyways. And we didn't have to hype her up or tell, she just did it.
Yeah.
And she made it and she got out of it. So it's not that she had a problem. it's that for her, she has a lot of triggers with her basement because of failed relationships, relationships with her parents, like just a lot of different things. And then the hoarding that created in her mind this conceptualized problem. But it isn't. It isn't a problem. I don't even believe in problems at this point in my life. I believe in solutions. And I don't view things the same way that I used to, but I get the idea that's coming in behind this.
Yeah. And there's so many things right now that I'm thinking of. And one that I just want to touch on very briefly, because I think it's important to say, I love how you just said, like, what is hard for one thing is not hard for somebody. So everybody is walking their own journey, and maybe getting out of bed is hard for someone. And someone else's hard is writing a book. Someone else's hard is organizing a conference. Someone else's hard is fill in the blank, right? So what might look like, oh man, like what? That's not hard. That's super easy. Like, just get up. The fact is that we are all uniquely on our own journeys, and that looks different. So I love that you said that. And I also, which is so funny, wrote down solutions. And you, after I wrote it down, were literally like, I don't look at them as problems. I look at them as solutions. And I think here's the thing. It is your mindset. How often do you hand over control to your ego versus tapping into your heart space? So when you hear this whole idea of like having a problem, how do you look at it? It's your perception of the problem that is the problem, which is essentially a thought that comes from the ego.
Yeah.
So when we're sitting here like, oh my goodness, for example, because I feel like this is relative to everybody, irrelevant. I have this bill that I have to pay. It's a problem because I don't have the money for it. So you can choose to, hey, I could look for a solution in this. I could learn from this. This is happening for me because there's a lesson, and I get to step into my heart space, and I get to step into surrender, and I get to step into trusting the universe. Or you stay in the space where you're like, oh yeah, this is a huge problem. And now you listen to your ego who says, well, what happens if you don't get this bill paid? And then you answer with a lack answer. And you just keep staying in this cycle where this problem that you think you have becomes bigger than it needs to be, because your mind, your ego is telling you it is a problem. That is literally the breakdown of, you have a thought that is telling you it's a problem.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So again, this, and we talked about this in our last episode, awareness. Awareness is the key to unlocking all of this growth, all of this understanding that all of these things are happening for us, that we get to choose our heart center over our ego. What does ego feel like? Maybe we could step into that. What is the difference between sitting in feelings and thoughts from our ego versus sitting in our heart? Because that awareness right there is what we choose into. We are either going to choose into listening to our ego and getting lost in lack and worry and fear, or we're going to choose into our heart space, which is content and trust and surrender and all of these beautiful high frequency energies, where we are no longer interested in feeling lack and worry and stress and stuck.
Yeah. And I would like to talk about this ego versus heart centered. So on my walk this morning, I was actually talking very similarly about exactly what you just said. I have learned that my heart centered space, my sacred center, my intuition, my guiding system, whatever you will call it, the place that source energy exists within me, never ever labels anything, doesn't judge a situation as good or bad, looks at life through the eyes of love always. And when I'm moving through that, I realize that the heart is always allowing the present moment to be right now. So it's not looking to the past and it's not looking to the future and it's not looking at anyone else and saying, well, you should be better than they are. It looks within and it says, I am better than I am yesterday. So there's a big difference. Whereas ego judges everything. Ego has random thoughts where you're like, where did that even come from? There's those moments where you sit and you're like, I would never say that. So why is it there? Ego is driven by all of the reasons why we shouldn't do something. And to the opposite of that, the heart says, I believe that I can do this. And so therefore I will. So there's a huge difference between and also labeled. Like, I think the other thing that really, I don't know why this is impressioning on me so much, but if you can remember An Untethered Soul, Michael Singer talks about how we are this label. I am 41 years old. I am a mother of four. I am a yoga enthusiast. I am, and it labels every single, it categorizes every single part of your life. Sure, I'm a yoga enthusiast today. Ask me tomorrow and I might be a runner enthusiast tomorrow. Like, I allow, and that's the difference between the ego and the heart set, is like, the heart set says, I could be this today and I could be that tomorrow. The ego says, you are this, and that is the only thing you are. Right? I don't know if you can elaborate on this more, but I'm just like, what is the difference? And so those, to me, are the differences to ego versus heart set. And when I look at doing hard things, I do not go to my ego and say, what can I, the ego is like, there's like 10 tigers in the bushes. And if you dare try to step foot in that direction, you will be eaten and killed.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, so there's my decision. Yeah. I just need to address how poetically you laid that out there. I don't know if anyone else caught it, but I always pick up on those like little things and just like what you said about the ego and the heart. Beautiful.
So, into my heart set.
Yes.
To go to that place.
I was just thinking when you were talking about like zero judgment, and because I am somebody who has this incredible relationship with God, I think of like this heart space, which is essentially where divine source energy resides, is God does not judge us. He simply just loves us. He looks at us through these loving eyes. That is what we were created from. When we were born, we were literally this tiny little bundle of pure love. And we know what happens to that. We are layered and covered and convinced of all of these religious beliefs, societal beliefs, broken systems. And slowly over time, that pure love just gets buried in love. And now we are finding our way back to that. So I think of this moment that I had years and years ago. I don't even know if my brother would remember it, but he had asked me this question, who are you? And I was like, oh, this, we'll work on this, like pre-beginning stages of my growth. So I get this journal and I write out, I am, all of these physical, I guess you could say, labels. I am a mom. I am a da 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 da. And I remember telling him, and he was like, those are really great, but who are you? And I was like, hold up, but this is who I am. And it was those things like, I am a mom. I am a wife. I am a whatever, all of these labels. And essentially, the answer to that is, I am divine love. that is what it comes back to. Mm-hmm. And so I think of this like ego versus heart, because of where I'm at on my growth journey right now and the peace that I'm finding within myself, ego just feels yucky and annoying to me.
Yeah.
Like this, I don't spend much time there anymore. I get lost there for a minute because old habits creep in saying, hey, remember how easy it was to just stay here? And I become aware of that and I recognize it and I say, no, thank you. I am actually moving here. Mm-hmm. And so once you can recognize that ego versus heart, it becomes a lot easier to choose which one you're going to step in. When you know at your deep core that you are love, there is no moment that you even care to hear what your ego has to say.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to explain this the best that I can because words can be hard sometimes. I'm doing hard things right now. So I think there's this idea of like, I hear my ego, but I don't choose to hear, if that makes any sense. It's always there nattering in the background, trying to get me to listen. But when you have comfortably found your way to your heart center, and that becomes the place that you feel the most growth, that you see the most growth, that you become aware and you're constantly choosing into and surrendering, and there's peace and there's flow and there's, you just quiet that noise.
Hmm.
Ego never stops trying to tell you where you should go and what you should do.
Yeah. I want to touch in on that a little bit.
Yes, please.
So you hear it, but you're not paying attention to it as much, right? But I think there's like this really important part that I kind of realized when I was out talking today, is that if there's like that part coming up in you, it's our job to kind of wrap in around it, like a mother wraps in around their child to give them a hug and mm-hmm. keep them safe. And like, it's that warm, loving energy that gets to connect with that mm-hmm. because there's like that nattering and it's like, okay. So like, if you can see it and address it in the sense, not giving it mind and like, oh, you're right, you live in victim. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's not that, it's allowing that loving energy to wash over it and create like that balance. It's like your shadow and your light meeting together.
And I think it's really like not even so much ignoring it, because you're right, you hear it and it's important to acknowledge it, but I'm not hanging around with it for a long mm-hmm. time dissecting what it's trying to tell me and allowing it to convince me that is the direction that I should be going.
You know, it's a story.
It's that quick moment of like, I see you, I hear you, I love you, but this is where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you can tell it's a defining moment of like knowing that's the narrative and that's the story. It's like with your child, when they're telling you about something that happened, it's like, you can be very detached from that and unbiased to the situation and know that it is just their story and how they've perceived it. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's the beauty of awareness right there in and of itself. And there was one other thing that I was going to mention in this hard, like doing hard things and looking at obviously this conversation stemmed from, you know, you don't have a problem, you just have a thought that it's a problem. But it's amazing what even surrounding yourself with people who believe in you can do for you. So like, for example, this same client that we're coaching, we were going to have a meeting call last week. Tamara and I were on Zoom. We're like, hey, do you want to jump on? Well, she had told me she felt very hesitant about Zoom because she had tried it once before and she didn't really care for it. And she was like, oh, I might need to come over. Oh, can we schedule it for another day? All this stuff. And she, as she said, she sent that out. She said she literally felt my energy come back before I have even messaged her. So in the middle of my messaging being delivered, my text message being delivered to her, she was already downloading Zoom. And I think that, like I said, a couple things, but one of the main things I said was, you can do hard things, because to me, it's not a hard thing. I've been using Zoom for quite a while. It doesn't feel difficult to me, but I do know what it feels like to feel like something is hard.
Yes.
And she said, I felt that energy coming through. And she's like, I just said, I got to do this. So just know that even if something feels hard, like, and hopefully you can and will surround yourself with people who lift you up and support you. And we can feel that energy. We can feel that energy transference coming through, but being around empowered people will allow you to have that transference of empowered energy. Mm-hmm. And you will start feeling like you can and will do anything that you want.
Yeah. I think just to touch on this whole thing and bring it all together, this idea of not having a problem because you have a thought that's telling you it's a problem, and then having our girlfriend do the hard thing that was maybe to somebody else not so hard. Like, why is it so hard to download Zoom and punch in a number? And right, everybody's hard is their hard. So she has this moment where she's like, oh, this is a problem. I don't like how this makes me feel. I had a bad experience, right? Ego saying, no, this is a big problem. You can't do it. So it's this thought that is saying, downloading Zoom and hopping on a call, big problem, don't do it. And she gets this little glimpse of her heart space that's like, no, you can do this.
Yeah,
you can do hard things. This quiet whisper that's like, this is not a problem, there is a solution, right? So it's simple. And I think we miss that because we feel like we have to complicate things, and we don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ego that is complicating things, that is saying this needs to be way bigger than it actually is.
And the feeling behind all of these things, like, we're just about out of time, but I want to point this out. The feeling behind all of these moments, that what feels hard to someone else might not be hard to you. The feeling that comes in afterwards that says, I just did a hard thing, is all the same. So whether it was a big thing or a little thing, that's just my perception. The feeling behind that was, she just did a really hard thing and she now feels empowered by it. It's the same for all of us. It doesn't matter what it is. And I think that's worth pointing out. It's, we can all do hard things, and sometimes we just need a gentle, loving reminder.
Yes.
And absolutely. We hope you all have a wonderful day.
We know time is precious. We are so grateful that you took the time to listen. Our hope is that our hearts convey the message we are sharing in a way that inspires you to step into growth and embrace your journey.
Come and find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok under Align and Rise. If you connect with our content, let us know by giving us a like or a follow.